in the studio. I'd like to welcome Neil.
Good morning.
Good morning. So Neil is Neil Tolan. He's a local resident. He's running for election for the Well Energy Trust elections. And Neil, how many people have you talked to that know what this is? Let's go there.
There is a few people that don't know what's happening. You know, there are a few people going, oh, all the best for getting on council. And and I have to kind of say, oh, it's not actually city council. And yeah, so there is a bit of a, I guess it's letting people know what it's all about. And yeah, a bit of education on that. And I guess people are busy with their lives, say, so they, you know, they're doing their things. And unless you've got a bit of a touch point in it, then you kind of don't, maybe not know exactly what it's all about.
Yeah. And it's easy for me because I apply for grants to Well Energy Trust every year.
Yeah.
So I know that side of it.
Yeah.
So and as a trustee, you would be part of the team making those decisions.
Yeah.
But what else do the trustees do? What oversight do they have?
Yeah, well, I guess the Well Energy Trust is an awesome resource that we have as a whole community. Like it is quite amazing, and the work that it's done in the past over many years for all those groups. And I guess it returns some of the money that's made from the Well Energy Group, you know, or your power lines,
yeah,
those line charges that you might pay. And also you might have noticed in this year's bill, you would have got a little discount that came back in.
Yep.
And so I guess that's part of the decision-making of that trust.
Okay. Do you have to be an expert on electricity?
I don't think so. No.
No. So far, yeah. Not many people have been who've been on there. So I think that's...
No. And I guess it is a bit... Obviously, if I'm elected on the trust, there will be a bit of learning there, but not directly. You'd leave that to the experts.
Yeah. So why are you running then for this?
I think so. I've had an involvement in kind of community development work for 30 years.
What's your current role?
I work at the Western Community Centre in Hamilton.
So you're the equivalent of Mike?
Yeah, yeah.
Who's our community
centre. Yep, shout out to Mike. Yep. Caught up with him the other day. Great guy.
Yes.
Yeah, so I guess very similar in our outlook and what we're doing for the community.
Okay, and so that's obviously your way into this. So back to the why you're running question.
Yeah, so I guess I've seen what's really good for our communities, the kind of projects and the kind of programs, the kind of things that make our quality of life better, and I guess some of the needs and some of the issues that take place as well. So I guess I'll go and run that table with that grassroots mindset of, just being on the ground, I guess. You know, we're at a busy community centre with people coming in from the public. You're hearing their stories, as well as all those community groups as well.
So is there a conflict of interest a little bit if you're on there? Like, how do they handle that?
Yeah, I have been on other funding panels, and I guess you're not in the room when your decision's made around your grant.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know, Mike at the community house is in the same situation for Meridian.
Yes, yeah.
He's on their grants board, so yeah. for the Te Uku Fund. So, yeah, and he does just step out when that time comes. So, yeah, so all right, so that's actually quite simple.
Yeah, that's what my kind of understanding of it. Yeah, so I guess that's why I come to that. And I think I'm hopefully quite accessible to people as well, so that, you know, I'm out and about. I live in Raglan, which I think, if I'm elected, you know, I hope to, you know, see those applications come through and support those applications as well as much as I can. Be an advocate for those.
We like that here at the radio station. We like the sound,
including this great radio station.
I actually find this a little bit difficult, and I'm quite upfront about this. Like, we apply for funds. I have my own ideas about what the trust should and shouldn't be doing, but I don't want to offend anyone who might end up making decisions about the radio station. I feel like I should be careful.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I know that I've been told that many years ago there was someone on there who didn't like community radio,
mm-hmm.
and we never got a lot of money until that person left.
Yes, yeah.
So there are personal vibes and prejudices which do affect those kind of decisions.
Yeah.
So I'm
a big advocate for community radio.
Do you... that's good to hear. In that sense, do you have things you want to change and imply criticisms of how the trust is run at the moment? Like, that's usually, if you were really happy with what they were doing, you might not bother running. So I assume there's things you want to do.
I'm reasonably happy how it has been running. You know, our community centre, we've been recipients of that grant, and that has been great. I would like to see more kind of solo initiative projects. We got some funding at the community centre, you know, 8 years ago, and that every year returns us money from not having to pay power. And I think maybe that's a project that we could get into our community centres or our community venues, but more.
Oh, okay. So solar. Okay, solar power to, yeah. So you've got that on the roof.
Yeah,
the Western Community Centre.
So maybe those kind of initiatives. I guess I wasn't really happy with the Our Power ending, and that was a that was set up, I guess, by the trust and then the Well Energy Group, and that kind of ended.
So what's happened with that? Because I know, because we're on that for the radio station for up at the transmitter site, and that was Our Power was set up to be that was what I was told, to be disruptive to the energy market, to kind of force prices down.
Yeah.
So it had that social goal, and so the current trustees have decided what to do with it?
I don't think it was the trustees. I think it was the company decided, is my understanding. So that was, I guess...
So they've sold it?
Yeah, so that the...
So that's what that email was about that I got last month.
Yeah, go back and have a look at those prices. And I guess for any person, you know, make sure you're not paying too much for your power.
Yeah.
You'll be paying a little bit more, so you should move.
The radio station.
I'd just say that on behalf of myself.
Yeah. That's, we could do with solar power up there, although we need to be quite reliable for it because, you know, as we know, radio transmitters become quite important during civil defence emergencies that happened earlier this year.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm quite surprised at that. So that was a, see, we had this situation, folks. There was the current people who dominate the trust, they call themselves Bring Back Discounts. And they wanted to see more discounts. And I thought the implication was less money going to grants. But the crowd who were in before them had some quite big social aims.
Mm.
And I think they set up the Waikato Wellbeing...
Strategy.
Yeah, and that's quite a big deal too.
Mm.
But obviously they set up Our Power.
Yep.
So if the trustees could set it up, the current trustees could have insisted that it stayed, couldn't they?
Yeah, or support
it. I'm just trying to logic this out, right?
Or support it. I guess I wasn't around that table, so I don't understand all the ins and outs.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
But
yeah,
that was a big loss, and it's a big loss for our community the whole Our Power, and it was a lot cheaper for people, and there is a lot of energy hardship out there for people. It is expensive to heat your house. Although I would have saved a bit of money last night when I had the power off for 3 hours.
That's one way to do it, yeah. Were you cold? Why was your power off?
Just our street.
Oh, so, just your street.
I think
street. Really?
So I just went down to open mic night at the yard. So that was great.
Found somewhere warm.
Yeah.
Did you perform? Should we get into this? No, we'll get into that later. Back to the more serious stuff. So no one currently wants to say, because of the success of the Bring Back Discounts slogan last time, everyone is saying that they're for discounts and for grants at the same time. And I would have thought there was a bit of a contradiction in that, and that if you have more of one, you might have less of the other. Do you have things to say about that?
I think, like, talking to people, you know, they do appreciate the discount coming back to them. But then, again, there are some people that don't really care too much. You know, they get their discount and they go, I don't really need that.
And they didn't notice it.
And so maybe there could be some technology way of that going back to the trust. You know, if people didn't want it, maybe there's an app that, I don't know, some kind of device, email that comes out and press this button if you want it to go to this project or this project or this project.
Okay, yeah. So they have payroll giving, for instance, as a thing. So it could be like that.
Yeah, it could be.
That's interesting because that was my thoughts around it. Like, as I've said, we get grants here, and I know because of my role in the community, I talk to lots of different community groups and getting grants for Well Energy Trust, and that's money that I believe is really well used.
Yeah.
As you know, community groups are run on the smell of an oily rag, and a lot of good can get done. And I don't want to get rid of the idea of discounts for people who really benefit from
that's right,
it.
Yeah.
But it's a fairly blunt instrument to give discounts right across the board, and so that what your idea there is actually that's a solution to that question, I feel.
Yeah, it could be. And you know, that money does have power when it, you know, if it was an event on, you know, people are getting that value back in that event or in a safer community if it's supporting the patrol or all those kind of projects. So you are getting that money back in different ways.
Yeah, we probably need to kind of expand on that. So a lot of people have gone in as teams with names like higher rebates and grants. I don't know what that means. Higher rebates and grants. that's higher discounts and grants. And that's my question, comes to my question of how can you have both. Anyway, you can't answer that because you're not part of that team. You're calling yourself an independent.
I am, yeah.
Yep. Do you have other people that you feel you have something in common with that are running? Because there's, what are there, like 20 or so people?
Yeah. So I guess I have it with Jenny Nand in my previous days at City Council, and I guess also around the community sector. And she's 21. Also an independent. So yes. I've done a bit of work with her.
What does she do? Like, what's her relevant experience to this?
She's the same as me. She was a community advisor.
Yeah.
And has kind of carried on that work, definitely with a lot of the ethnic communities out there. And it's kind of all over Hamilton.
Okay. All right. And anyone else you were going to mention?
Thomas. He's done some great projects.
Thomas Nabbs.
Yeah. Yeah. The Water Boy. And
what's the Water Boy?
It's supporting children that can't play sports because of, you know, the costs.
Oh,
or getting
okay.
gear and equipment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's been a really great project around that. And also got Peter Humphreys in there, who used to run the night shelter. I've had a bit to do with him over the years.
He ran the night shelter?
Yeah.
Okay, so all right. That's...
And there's probably a few people in there. Sorry if I've missed you out.
That's right. I just wanted to, see where place you in that alignment. Because there's people with from different ethnic communities who have some concerns. And there's people with business experience. Actually, Thomas Nabbs did have something interesting to say. He talked about a lazy balance sheet, Wells operating with a lazy balance sheet, which I've heard before, having sold the fibre company, and the money's just sitting there, and because there's no pressure on them to be lean and mean or inefficient, this is what I'm being told.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you have... I guess you've come in at this from a different angle, really, aren't you? You're not coming in as a business person, but as a community worker.
Yeah, and I guess I don't know the ins and outs of what that money is actually doing, but, you know, those are questions that you kind of be asking. You know, we are in this economic time, and maybe some of that, if that money is just sitting there, you know, just slushing around, maybe that should be going out to kind of community. So I guess it's some questions that we'll be kind of, from Successful, we'll be kind of asking.
Yeah. So in your role as manager of a community house, what does that involve that's kind of relevant to this? Well, we've talked about the social things, but what about, like, are you managing the budget for the community house?
Yeah, yes, which can be quite tricky, particularly in the early days when I kind of just got into that role, I guess learning the ropes of, your cash flow and all that kind of stuff that goes along with that, paying bills and getting to a stage where you can actually pay all your bills every year is quite helpful. And also, I guess, getting that funding ahead, looking ahead and making sure that funding's coming in and growing your income streams.
Yeah. Have you ever gone through a point, I know it happened to the community house here, where one of their funders decided to drop their funding quite substantially? It caused a substantial rethink. Has that happened to you guys?
We've been actually pretty lucky with some of the funders. Like, you do get the decline letters.
Yeah.
And I guess it's kind of trying to prepare for that, you know, trying to make sure you've got enough money to keep you going in case one of those big funders do say no, or you miss. I think there was a time where we did actually miss a big funder application. It just didn't get dropped off in time. And
that's my nightmare that will happen. So
yeah, so that's, yeah, putting the strategies in so that there's a few people kind of watching that and making sure.
So what else, apart from running a community house, what other experience have you had in your career?
I've been in children's entertainment.
Yes, the Funky Monkeys. We have here one of the stars of the Funky Monkeys. Are self-described as New Zealand's children's entertainment supergroup. Was that the
phrase?
Yeah,
musical supergroup for kids.
Musical supergroup for kids.
Yeah, so we did that. I think this will be 20 years coming up. And they still kind of play. I guess people are still playing the music. Chris is still performing out there.
I played a song on the show during New Zealand Music Month. Because we've got
brilliant.
Because we always play lots of New Zealand music. So during New Zealand Music Month, we up the ante and we play lots of Raglan music.
Awesome.
And I realised that I hadn't ever played the Funky Monkeys before, but you have a legitimate connection to the community. So
yeah, we do.
On the playlist, they went, or you went.
And we did. We actually filmed at Christmas and summertime in Raglan. It wasn't the most Christmassy, summery day, but it was a good.
I played it off YouTube, so that's probably the one.
That could have been it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So are you a musician? You must be a musician or a singer.
Yeah,
how did this all happen?
So I guess I used to do a lot of youth events and kind of camps and emceeing, and then some of my friends said, why don't you guys start a kids group? It was me and this other this other guy were doing some things on stage, and yeah. he thought they would transfer. I guess the Wiggles were really popular then, and thought
yes.
there wasn't anything really happening in New Zealand. And it kind of just went from there, really.
Okay, and how, I mean, did you tour around the country and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we quit our jobs for a couple of years, and we just travelled
really
in a van okay. up and down the country.
So that's interesting. I do remember you being out here for like a Maui Dolphin Day or something, like yeah. some community day, a long time ago, though. So.
Yeah, we've done a few town hall shows here. We've been to kindies, schools, events. We went to Coca-Cola Christmas in the Park, a little bit of TV stuff. Yeah, it was
okay.
It was good fun. Definitely enjoyed it.
Did real life take over in the end, or serious life take over in the end? Is that what happens?
Yeah, I guess so. The other Joe and Chris, you know, they started having families as well. So I guess yeah. it is a bit harder on the road. And then I think we got to the point where I think we'd done 900 shows over that whole time. So
okay.
it was getting up there, but
yeah. And yeah. I know you're also MC for Whangaroa Talent Factory because.
It's going to be great.
Because I'm one of the organisers, so I'm well aware of that. But what else have you done aside from those two things? Like, what was your job? You mentioned working at council.
Yeah, so I was a youth development worker at the city council, and I was based in Norton. So I guess most of my work's come being based around Hamilton West in that community. I've worked yeah. at, I've been based in a high school. I've been alternative learning centres, done okay. that kind of work. I've worked in drug and alcohol. I've done a milk run back in the day.
A milk run. When you say you've worked in drug and alcohol, meaning support for addicts,
yeah,
sort of
yeah,
thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So what? There's a theme. There's a theme running through. I guess it is kind of community oriented, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. I think that's my passion and yeah, what it's about really, just connecting with others and.
Have you had jobs where you? That weren't, and how did that feel?
I guess doing the milk run back when I was 16, running along the streets. Remember those little trolleys, and you kind of run along. Yeah. I got really fit doing it, and I learned the term "Are your arms painted on?" by my boss quite a bit.
What did he mean?
I think it was the first week, and I think I was probably standing around not knowing what to do, and he said, "Hey mate, your arms painted on?" So. All those great life lessons. And I've had a paper run. I was subcontracted by another guy in our community to do his paper run.
Okay. But you're living out in Raglan but working in Hamilton. Do you wish you had a job here?
I really like living in Hamilton and then coming out to Raglan, and this is my kind of place.
Other way around?
Yeah, that's right. Brain fog.
Living in Raglan, working in Hamilton.
Yeah, I like having that separation. And I think it's helped me do my job in Hamilton a lot longer as well. It's kind of kept me...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kept me in a good space.
Do you find... I mean, Hamilton's a bigger place, but do you get approached by people on the street so much? I imagine Mike does with their community house, like, about issues.
Yeah, definitely in Hamilton. If I do want to get home early, I won't go to the local supermarket because I know that's going to take a while to do the shopping.
Okay, right.
So it's kind of, yeah. And it's a good thing as well, you know. It's good to be accessible to the community, but there are times you've got to look after yourself, otherwise you'll be... I'd be in there all the time and doing the work.
Is it a fairly heavy job in some ways? Like an emotional load and that sort of thing?
It can be, but then there is lots of fun in it as well. You know, I do laughing yoga every week. We have some great characters that come into the centre. So you've got to look at the humour of it all. And because you are doing some good work, there's some good rewards with it as well. There's some good feel factor. There are some hard times, but I think the community sector... We do support each other. You know, I catch up with Mike every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So we do have that bit of, support.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right, so folks, we're talking to Neil Toland, who's a local who's running for the Well Energy Trust. Do we know how long we've got to vote?
What's the time till period? The 26th.
Okay, so 11 days. You should have something in the mail. I guess you could get in touch with Well Energy Trust if you didn't and you want to vote now. You know that Neil's running, you might want to vote. Do you want to? Are you recommending that people also vote for others? Like we talked about Jenny Nand and Thomas Nabbs earlier.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I don't want to say vote for this person, but I mean, have a look at the book and see who you, I guess, kind of align with. There are some really good people in there, and we had a candidates meeting in Hamilton yesterday, and it was great to catch up with some of the others. Yeah,
okay.
And there are some really good people in there. I guess obviously it'd be great to vote for me. That'd be fantastic. I need all the votes I can get. But yeah, thank you.
Okay, and is there just any message, if you only have a minute to tell people about voting for you or what you're going to do, do you have a little message like that?
Yeah, having someone on the grassroots who's done that kind of community work on the ground, having someone from Raglan as well will be, I think, beneficial as well. There's so many great projects in Raglan, and I think Raglan is a small town, but it's a big town at the same time. We do cater to the wider region.
Yeah.
And I guess ratepayers can't pay all those kind of infrastructure things. So I think,
that's it.
Vote for Neil. Thank you very much.
All right, Neil, thanks heaps for coming in this morning.